We have a guest joining us in the grab bag. It is Jackie Bradley Jr., former Red Sox outfielder, throwing out the first pitch here today, signing autographs for the fans. If you're in the area here in Worcester, Jackie, thanks for joining us here in the grab bag.
Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Have you ever thrown out a first pitch before?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
Really?
I have.
Where?
I've thrown out a first pitch at my son and daughter's opening day last year.
Nice.
So that's the second time I've done it for them.
Okay.
I've thrown out a first pitch at Kauffman Stadium.
Really?
When I was with Team USA back in 2010, Garrett Cole caught my first pitch.
Really? That's a
he
fun
did.
Bit of trivia.
Yeah. We were on Team USA together.
Who catches it at your kid's game? A kid or another coach? Like, who catches
it? It was a kid.
Really?
Actually, yeah. Huh. A kid caught it.
Put a little gas on behind it?
How hard do you throw it?
I probably threw it about 48 miles per hour.
So that'd be my 100%.
You're a full guy.
Reaching back 48 miles. I
gotta put something on it so I can control it a little bit.
Nice. So you're here for opening day. So I would feel fraudulent if I didn't bring this up. So I can't ignore it. I don't know if you're aware. I was not the biggest believer of you during your playing career. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I want to give you the opportunity to do so. I was like, I'm not sure the guy's going to hit. You were the ALCS MVP.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if his defense is as good as people say. You won a gold glove. You made an all-star team. You won a World Series. So is there anything you want to say to haters like me? That you know, any message to the haters? Because you were, surprisingly, a very polarizing player during your days with the Red Sox.
No, just thank you. I appreciate it. I guess they say any talk is good talk, right?
That's true. So, is that something that did it ever creep in when you were playing? Because some people say, oh, it's harder to play in Boston because the fans and the media care more than other markets. Like, did you notice that in real time?
I mean, yeah, they care for sure.
Yeah.
They're knowledgeable of the game. But wouldn't you want it that way? Wouldn't you want people?
Yeah. I mean, we can say it because we're not the ones getting booed or whatever.
I mean,
cheered,
yeah,
but players, yeah.
I mean, as a person, I can give and take. You know, there's some people who can just dish it, but they can't take it. But that's what I'm saying. If you're gonna talk junk, you gotta be able to receive it too.
Right, no doubt.
But I don't know. I always like enjoy it. I mean, when I grew up as a kid, it was almost part of being a family. When you could receive mm-hmm. everything, and when you're going back and forth with all your cousins, that was all done out of love.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you wanted them to be better, wanted them to be tougher. So thank you for the love.
Well, no problem. So did you see the market? And you don't have to name names, but did you see the market? As you said, they care. Like, were there certain players that you saw as a big leaguer that impacted more? Like Boston got to them more than others.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. But I don't know. Everybody's different. They have different ways of, I guess, reacting or accepting. When I first got here, it was just different. I'm not from the Northeast. I'm from the South. So it's just cultural differences. But it's one of those things where, you know, you figure out a ways to adapt. You learn. I spent a lot of years up in the Boston area. So, I mean, even when I was, like, in college, I played in the Cape Cod League. So, you know, I've got a chance to learn and develop a lot of good relationships up here in the Northeast. And, you know, I'm appreciative for it.
There's a lot of excitement about the Red Sox team this year, right? And I'm curious, when you were playing in spring training, could you get a sense of if this was going to be a good team versus other years where you're like, it might be tougher for us? Like, I don't know if it's like a chemistry thing or just the way all the guys kind of fit together, because you were a part of some great teams. You were also a part of a few teams that didn't make the playoffs. Like, could you tell this early on in the year?
No.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, it's so early. Injuries are always a big thing just because the season is so long. Obviously, we all know talent. Talent is talent, and talent will, you know, take you as far as you go as long as you're healthy. But you can sense when you do have a good thing, though. I feel like you really can, as the year kind of goes on. Guys are just things you can't really quantify. You can't quantify how close people are or the things that they do. I remember when it seemed like everything went well. Everything went right. Even the coach will make a substitution, and you'll be like, "Man, I don't know about that." And then it would all of a sudden work out. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that constantly kind of just makes you grow as a team, and you start beginning to trust not only coaches, but you start trusting each other, and that's what pushes you forward.
Yeah.
Jackie Bradley Jr. in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. I don't know how closely you follow the Red Sox these days, but they have three prospects. One's in the bigs now, Christian Campbell. They have Meyer and Anthony here right now. Does this group remind you at all, or do you see any similarities between you and Mookie and Xander when you guys were coming up?
If I'm being honest, I haven't really, I guess, truly been following it, you know, too closely. But obviously, you hear about all the great prospects and you know, the talent and, you know, what they're capable of doing. Obviously, you want everybody to work out, and I'm excited for them. I did see Campbell debuted yesterday and got hit as well. I was actually having dinner over at one of the little spot 158.
Nacho man? No, it wasn't over there.
I think it was 158 Grill and Bar or something like that, and happened to see the boys pull out the W. But yeah, I don't know too much, but I'm looking forward to learn.
All right, in your playing career, this is the two-parter. Pitcher that you least liked facing, the guy who had your number the most, and then conversely, was there a guy that you just loved to face, that you just absolutely looked forward to if you got a chance to face him?
I'll give you three different answers.
Love it.
Wow.
The pitcher that I think is the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't face him a whole lot, but in limited time, Chris Sale.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Chris Sale was, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And the pitcher I would say that I struggled the most against, I guess, long term, I got a lot of bats out, Kevin Gausman.
Oh, yeah, he was great. He was great against the Red Sox in general.
Yeah.
He was good against everybody.
Good random ball player of the day.
Yeah, he's great.
And the pitcher that I probably would like to face the most, and he's awesome, don't get me wrong, Lance Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
He attacks the zone. He just attacks the zone. He's not afraid to throw his fastball.
Nice.
And, I mean, he cuts it. He two-seams it. He four-seams it. He does it all. But you're going to get a fastball.
Yeah, yeah.
So just got to be ready.
Nice.
Do you have and I know you guys won the World Series in 2018, so beyond just a team moment, do you have a favorite individual moment, whether it was on that run or early in your career? Do you have a favorite moment that jumps out from your time in the bigs?
I mean, a lot of moments. I don't really focus on one particular moment, but, you know, as you play and you go out through your career and your so-called career doesn't go as you, I guess, expect it, or the expectations that you have for yourself, but you end up coming back and you tell yourself you know, you got to pick out the moments. These are the moments that, you know, that's what makes you, and that's what helped you stay in the big leagues for as long as you stayed in the big leagues, because it's hard. It really is. It's a hard game. I always thought I was going to be able to hit. I've hit at every single level, and I didn't hit as well in the big leagues as I wanted to, but I had moments. I had 29-game hit streak. I was an all-star. ALCS MVP. So it's moments like that. There's like, wow, there's glimpses. Like, I can do it, but it's so hard to do it consistently. And that's what makes this one of the hardest sports there is to play in the game.
At what point during the hitting streak did you think, like, I have this hitting streak? Because I'm sure after, like, three or four games, like, that's cool, but, like, you're not really thinking about it. But then when people are telling you, like, hey, you've hit 15 straight games or 20 straight games, was there a number in there that you're like, oh, this is something?
No, well, I honestly got to 10, and I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know when I got to 10.
Starts getting amplified.
And then people start bringing it up to you.
Yeah, of course.
So then you're thinking about it then. But The one time where I thought it might come to an end, I had to face Wade Davis with Kansas City, and we had a doubleheader that day. So I came down to my last at bat. It was the, I think it was the bottom of the ninth. We didn't play two sevens then. We still had them niners.
Yeah, right.
So coming Wade Davis, he's the closer coming in, and you know, I get a hit off of him in the top of the ninth, actually, and I was off a curveball. Got a hit, poked through right side, and then the following game, I had a homer the first at bat. So it's just like that was quick 1-2.
Yeah, two quick
and that's, and then after that, it just felt like it was, you know, going to keep going. And I honestly thought I was going to break the record.
Really?
I thought I was going to break.
That would have been quite a run.
Seriously.
Yeah,
29 games is quite a run. I'd start looking and be like, where's Lance Lynn?
I think I was like three games away.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think it was 32.
For the Sox?
Yeah, for the Sox.
Yeah. That sounds right. Something like that.
Dom DiMaggio.
Dom DiMaggio has it, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Well, Jackie, for the fans that don't know, what are you up to? You said you got the two young kids. What are you up to these days?
Four young kids.
I'm sorry. Four kids. Yeah.
So you know exactly what
I'm talking about. Yeah, I was going to say that exact question.
A lot of not sleeping. Okay, I got you there on that one. Well, best of luck throwing out the first pitch here today. You don't have to take it 48 miles an hour, take anything off. You're going to let it rip?
No. No. My arm's going to be left right there at the plate if I let it rip.
Fair enough.
All right, well, we appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Good luck
here
today.
Thank you.
And don't be a stranger. Jackie Bradley Jr. in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe.